Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, this world of ours in which we live now, it was about 4,000 years old when Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, was born in the human flesh. And this truly is the greatest historical event in the whole history of mankind, although at the time it happened, it went completely unnoticed from the world. But so it often it is, that the world fails to pay attention to the things most important. Our Lord Jesus, he was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he was protected by his foster father, Saint Joseph. And Joseph and Mary, they had come up to Bethlehem to be enrolled, because the emperor had so decreed. They were strangers in this city, even though Joseph was from the family of David. But they were unable to find shelter and anywhere, so they had to take refuge in the shelter of animals. And in this lowly place, our Lord Jesus, our Savior, was born. And while the world was cozily asleep, an angel appeared to poor shepherds. These shepherds were minding their own business, looking after their flocks, like the rest of the world, completely unaware of the great miracle which had just taken place. But very soon they found out about this event, and there were suddenly great light and multitude of angels singing appraisals to God Almighty. And these shepherds, they had great fear, because they didn't realize what was going on. But the angel told and spoke to them, saying, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of a great joy." And they said also that this good tidings shall be to all people. In this world of ours, how much we long after peace. We long also peace from all the conflicts, but to also the peace into our hearts. Peace from the troubles and sorrows of the world, just like we are long after the great peace from all wars and conflicts. Christmas time is meant to be a time of peace. What might be troubling us in this day and on these times? This is the first Christmas we priests have without Bishop Dolan, our beloved pastor, who has now been called to eternity. We miss him greatly, but we have a great consolation that he was called to God, his heavenly Father, while he was working for the salvation of souls. And he literally worked until the very last minute. So you see, sorrows, they are always give away eventually to the great peace. When the pain little by little vanishes, the great joy on that our beloved ones are with God takes over, and Christ has come to bring us peace in the midst of sorrows. If we ever have heartaches, if we ever there's things which trouble our minds, Christ as our Savior, who has brought peace to our hearts. Good tidings also mean good news for all the people in the world, even for those who are right now outside of God's flock. They have been called to receive peace, external peace and inner peace, because it is only with Christ they can have their sins forgiven and realize that all the difficulties and conflicts of this world will vanish one day, and only Christ's great reign of peace will remain. There are lots of bad news in today's world. For example, all the great wars and conflicts, the Cold War, in which atmosphere most of us grew to adulthood, it has now been changed into hot war. So many families nowadays have to spend their time in exile and out from their home, maybe even without their family. There are so many sorrows for the future and sorrows for the fate of individuals and of countries. But the Holy Family, who always lived peace with each other and in peace with God, they show us also how everything centers around God. No matter how much the high and the mighty of the world think that they are in charge, they are wrong. It is God who is in charge, and God has promised that he always turns the things good again. Many times we might not realize how all the bad things in the world could eventually turn up into good. But that's what being a child of God means: being loving, being faithful, and always trusting child to one's heavenly Father. The chosen nation of the Israelites, they had to wait for the coming Prince of Peace, the Messiah, for hundreds and hundreds of years. And during this long period of waiting, many people fell away, dragged by the allurements of the world. But God always kept the faith burning, and always there was the faithful ones who knew that one day all this agonizing existence in Valley of Tears, all that would be solved, all that sorrow would be taken away, and the Prince of Peace would be born to us. So we should follow the example of God's faithful, even if there would be much sorrow within our hearts or in the society and where we live in. If we are children of God, as we have been made in baptism, we trust to our Heavenly Father, no matter how much time it will take to wait his saving grace and his great rule of peace. We are satisfied and we are patient enough to wait for him, because he is the Father, we are the children. The Holy Family itself had to suffer from many deprivations. They were not from Bethlehem, but from Nazareth of Galilee. And the Prince of Peace, instead of being born in the palace and given honor by the kings of the world, he had to find shelter in the company of animals and being received his first homage from poor shepherds, but we who might be suffering from all the agonizing and sorrows or all the bad news of wars, we should take all our sorrows to the crib, look at this dear Christ child, and see him with gratitude. We have so many things we need and we should be grateful of on this Christmas. Many people in this world, they lack their own home. If we have a home where celebrate Christmas, we are truly blessed and privileged ones. If we have family with whom to celebrate the birth of our Savior, that's again a very great blessing and something we should be eternally grateful to God and Almighty. Good tidings means good news, and salvation has been given to us. And if we truly look around us, God has blessed us with so many good things, even in this time and in age where we live right now. We would truly be lost if we put our hope and trust to men. Men and deceive and other men, and it were those people who put their hope and trust to men, they have to be disappointed over and over again. But God never disappoints us, even if we often disappoint him. Many in this world, they do not find Jesus because they do not seek him where he dwells. And how do you find Jesus? You find him with love, with humility and charity. You find him if you are true to him, as he has always been true to you, obeying his commands, loving him, and always trust to his heavenly Father. Before all the mighty kings of the world, it was the poor and lonely shepherds who received the privilege of seeing this newborn Savior. All these great and tumultuous events of the world, they will one day disappear, and only the great peace and happiness of God remains. And in this world, we tend to forget even the most startling events. There will always become another crisis which worries us, or in our personal life, there will always come other sorrows which trouble us. But Mary, she never forgot none of the great events of Christmas and of the time when our Lord was born. We can, in this Christmas time, we can imitate the Blessed Virgin Mary in her faith when we gaze upon the Christ child and when we receive him in Holy Communion. There the child meets his father and he is embraced by his mother, and then we have the true peace. Let the world take care of its own. God Almighty, he has sent his salvation to men. Have a merry and blessed Christmas, and may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.